Hi again, everybody, and welcome back here from Oberlin, just about set and ready to go for our first match of the night between the Oberlin Lady Red Devils and the Southwest Rough Riders. Once again, Southwest coming in with a perfect, unblemished record at 17-0, coming off of their state tournament appearance from last year. Southwest would run through their sub-district tournament, taking down Highline 3-0 and Haywood Hay Center 3-0 before beating Plainview in the district finals 3-2, and then would end up losing in 5 sets at the state tournament in Lincoln to Elgin Public Pope John 3-2. So looking back to get to the state tournament and maybe looking to bring home some hardware this season, and off to a great start at 17-0. They've only lost 2 sets all season. One came this last weekend when they lost 1 set to Overton, but ended up winning the game 2-1. And then they lost a couple of weeks ago in McCook at the McCook Invite to McCook 2-1. Oberlin, on the other hand, they haven't had a run like that, but it's been kind of a better stretch here after a middle part of the season that the Red Devils would maybe like to forget, where the Red Devils took on some tough teams and couldn't come up with some big wins. But we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have our first serve between Oberlin and Southwest. That's on the way next here on 101.1 KFNF. Welcome back here from Oberlin, just about set and ready to go for our first matchup of the night between the Oberlin Red Devils and the St. Francis Indians here on and the Southwest Rough Riders here on 101.1 KFNF. You sustained St. Francis from last Friday's football game. Got to flip it into volleyball here as the Rough Riders and the Red Devils about ready to come together, shake hands at center court, and then we will be ready to go for tonight's matchup between between Southwest and Oberlin. So Southwest 17-0 on the season. Oberlin 5-12, coming off of a 1-1 last week. Lost to Shylin 2-0, 25-18, 25-17, but rallied back 25-21, 25-10 over Logan Palco there in the final game, and got down early to Logan Palco in that final game of the triangular down there in Logan, but rallied their way back, ended up coming back to get the win, and now trying to kind of continue that momentum here and facing two very tough teams tonight. Southwest, obviously, probably the best team in their class in Nebraska, and have made a lot of noise so far this season, but we're set and ready to go here from Oberlin. Game one of the night, Southwest wearing the blue jerseys with the blue bottoms, and Oberlin will be wearing the red tops, gray bottoms. Libero for Southwest wearing a pink jersey tonight for Oberlin. Jenna Fortin wearing the white Libero jersey. We're set and ready to go for our first match. First set, Oberlin and Southwest. And here's the serve of the back row. Fortin with a nice dive. And then just tapping it right back over the top of the net is Jory Fortin. And she was able to put it in right there on the line. And the Red Devils will take a 1-0 lead. So Jory Fortin on a tough up from the back row from Jenna Fortin was just able to send it right back over, kind of on a little tap over, and the Red Devils take a 1-0 lead into the back row here. Southwest on the attack. Big swing coming off the top of the blocks right there from Nelms. Now Weigel will bump set it up to Minnick. She's blocked up front. Now taps it back over. The set up here. Now a sneaky set over. Riley Minnick there. They'll go to her on the left hinge. She takes it off the blocks and down to the Red Devils with an early 2-0 lead. And it's a kill for Riley Minnick off the high hands to make it 2-0. Red Devils here in set number one over the Southwest Rough Riders. So 2-0 Oberlin here in set number one. A setup, they'll go to the left pin this time, rolling it over the top. There is Kyra Nelms. Now Bradley Minnick just having to tap it over after it was a little too short. Tap right back up front. The Rough Riders might be in the net, though. And no, they're going to say the Red Devils were in the net first. Back to serve here is Adeline Elms for the Rough Riders. And she'll sneak it right in front of Maria Rodriguez for ace number one for Adelie. And it's a 2-2 tie, so just as quick as the Red Devils got out in front, it's right back to 2-2 under the back row for Minnick. She'll dig it out, the bump set to Weigel, who rolls it up over the top. Hard shot dug out in the back row by Allison Van Pelt. Roll shot over on the free ball from Adelie Nelms. Twiggles the twine and then drops down in front of the Oberlin back row attack. And Adelie Nelms gets her first kill to make it 3-2. So Southwest on a 3-0 run has taken the lead back 3-2. They barely lob it over the top again. Minnick slides in with the dig. Now she'll send it over in a two-hand swat free ball back to Kyra Nelms, who just taps it over with the right hand. Elsie Larson sets it up near the front and just tapping it over and getting them to block it up front. There with Bill Litter along with Kyra Nelms, but it drops on the Rough Riders' side. It'll go as a kill there for Briley Minnick, her second, and we're knotted up at three apiece here in set number one of the back row, and Gallegos has trouble with it. There in the back row, it'll go down as an ace for Jenna Fortin and the Red Devils. So Jenna with her first ace, and the Red Devils quickly back in front, 4-3. We're up 2-0, then lost the lead at 3-2. Now it's 4-3, four into the back row for Van Pelt. Bill Litter will set it up out to Adelie Delms. Down the left pin on the left line, and she gets the kill. So when in doubt, give it up to Adelie Delms, and she will get it done for you. Makes it 4-4 here in set number one. So 4-4 here in set number one. Back to serve again is Allison Van Pelt. Excuse me, are the Rough Riders, and they're able to get it to go out of bounds there on the Red Devils. So they will make it 5-4 here in set number one. Into the back row for Fortin. Sets up Larson down the middle. She was trying to anyway, and it goes off her hands. Bradley Minnick comes in and saves it. Now a little miscommunication on the red on the Southwest side, and we're tied up at five apiece. So Kyra Nelms and Allison Van Pelt there in the back row, a little miscommunication between the both of them. They didn't know who was going to go after it, and they trip over each other, and we're knotted up at five apiece. Bradley Minnick with a hard serve into the back left corner. Great dig there to the backside. Long, hard swing from Kyra Nelms. Great dig by Elsie Larson. Bradley Minnick trying to hit it over on a free ball after Jenna Fortin runs over and digs it out after it was a tough dig either way, and finally it'll go down, so it'll be Kyra Nelms with the kill, and it makes it 6-5 Southwest. Out of the back right corner for Minnick, Larson will set it up to Weigel on the left pin, trying to roll it up into the back row. Instead, she'll roll it over too far, and there is a 7-5 lead. Attack air number one for the Red Devils. Hard serve into the back middle row there for Ketrell. They'll set it up to the outside. Rodriguez blocked up front right there. Coming in with get it is Annika Elms. That's her first block. And it came with ease there. And Maria Rodriguez a little shorter than them anyway. And I don't think realized that Nelms was going to be right there in the middle. Kyra back to serve again, sends a hard one to Ketrell in the back row. Larson will set it up to the outside of the right pin for Weigel, and she's blocked up front, but it falls on the Rough Riders' side, and Shelby Weigel gets kill number 23 of the season and breaks the Southwest 3-0 run to make it 8-6 here in set number one. Back to serve for the Red Devils is Jordy Fortin. The freshman has played a key role for the Red Devils this season, and her first serve of the day is into the net for service error number one. So 9-6, Southwest in front here in set one. It was back and forth a little bit. Southwest with a 3-0 run there, and they've kind of held on to it so far. Adelie Nelms to serve, sends a hard one over the right side, digging it out is Elsie Larson. Now Jenna Fortin sends it over on a free ball, dug out by Van Pelt. Down the middle, big swing for Annika Nelms again, and the middle hitter comes up with a big kill, and just like that, make it 10-6. So 10-6 lead here for the Rough Riders in set number one. They lead by four. Back to serve again is Peyton Truska, excuse me. Truska sends it into the back row. Back set this time. Rollover shot from a Caden Ketrell. Gets the Rough Riders out of rotation. Van Pelt will send it over on a bump free ball. Right there to dig it out is Maria Rodriguez to the left pin this time for Elsie Larson. Goes up against the blocks. It'll go out of bounds. And Elsie Larson will get the big time kill for the Red Devils. So to make it 10-7. So a 3-point Rough Rider lead in set number one. Red Devils trying to go on one of those runs like they did against Logan Palco, and it started with the serve of McCaden Ketrell hard right at Allison Van Pelt. She'll swat it up into the air, sent over on a free ball from Adeline Elms. Now Fortin trying to sneak it over the top, and right there to get it with Struska the back set. This time Gallegos trying to go short to the 10-foot line. Instead sends it wide, and that will make it 10 to 11-7. So 11-7 here in favor, and they say it touched the hands up front there, so Gallegos will get the kill. And she sends a hard one back up front. Free pass almost taken care of up front. There, Rough Riders will go back now on the attack. The slide this time for Anakin Elms, and she's able to get it. That's her second kill, and it makes it 12-7. So a five-point lead. Gallegos was able to get the high hands on the kill two shots before, and then the slide job right there for Anakin Elms, and it'll make it 12-7 here in set number one for the Rough Riders. Into the back row for Briley Minnick, snuck over the top by Jory Fortin, and now Bill Litter just trying to do the same thing, the setter for the Rough Riders. Now sent over on a free ball on the bump there from Michaela Wasson. Left pin here, big swing. Adeline Elms takes care of it. She's been going right down on the left pin down that far sideline, and she gets another kill doing that. 13-7, Adeline Elms with her third kill, and the Rough Riders lead it 13-7. Time out of the floor. We'll take one with them. It's Red Devil Volleyball here on a 1.1 KFNF. Hi again, everybody, and welcome back here from Southwest, from Oberlin, where the Rough Riders lead it 13-7 here in set number one. The Rough Riders have got out in front early and have never really looked back. I guess it was back and forth early, you could say, and then after a little bit of a run from either side, Southwest went on a 3-0 run and have just continued to mount on top of that. It's 13-7 here in set number one. Gallegos back to serve, sends a hard one right at McCaden Ketchrell. Fortin will dig it out from the 10-foot line. Back row attack from Briley Minnick almost went down. Billiter comes in, sets up Adeline Elms again down the far sideline. That's about her fourth kill, third time she's done it, and it's a 7-point lead here for the Rough Riders. So Gallegos back to serve again, sends a hard one right at Maria Rodriguez in the back right corner. It was a tough one. Fortin has to bump it out. Now a sent over on a free ball from Elsie Larson. Bill Litter sets it up down the middle this time. Easy try for Annika Nelms, saved by Jory Fortin. And then the block right back at Elsie Larson from Bill Litter. And the setter will get in on the block party. That is her first block. And she adds a little bit of a threat up there up front with her size, does Aspen Bill Litter. And that's her first block of the day to make it 15-7. Gallegos right at Rodriguez again. Fortin with the back set. It's going to be too far away, I should say, for Wasson, who just bumps it over. Nelms again taps it up to the front left corner and gets it to go. So Annika Nelms with her third kill from the middle position and makes it 16-7 here in set number one. Gallegos back to serve again. So what the Red Devils have wanted to do, go on a nice long serving run, but instead the Rough Riders are doing it here with Gallegos. Fortin will set it up to the back row for Briley Minnick. Hit hard over and taking it up front out of the middle goal was Annika Nelms, and she is saying, hey, maybe I should let that one go next time, as she tapped it up and no one was up front with her, so it'll fall down and make it 16-8 here in favor of the Red Devils. Hard serve in favor of the Rough Riders. Hard serve at Van Pelt. Down the middle this time, Adeline Nelms, who's going for the left pin, somehow kept alive on the Red Devil defense, but it'll finally fall down, and Adeline Nelms with her fifth kill, and she is going to be a tough one to stop. 17-8 here in set number one. 9-point lead. Back to serve is Van Pelt. Puts it up to Fortin in the back middle row. To the outside, Elsie Larson just tapping it over, but she was the one that went underneath the net. It was pretty much set right, but just kind of came down going into the net and then tried to pull it back, but it was too late, so it'll be 18-8 on the net violation there for the Red Devils. Into the back row for Fortin. And now Jory Fortin just sends it over on the two-hand sneaky set. Now Adeline Elms trying to take care of it. And a lift will be called on the Rough Riders. Don't know if they really like that call, but it'll make it 18-9. The Red Devils will have the serve again. So 18-9 here in set number one. Elsie Larson back to serve. Red Devils down 18-9. Larson with a hard serve. Goes right at Adeline Elms. Picked up there by Bill Litter. And again, another lift will be called. So back-to-back lifts make it 18-10. It's a hard serve right at Van Pelt. Now she gives it off. Now a big swing here from Adeline Elms. Went between the blocks. Great dig by Elsie Larson. And then they try to go back to her. But a little miscommunication between her and Shelby Wang. A little Michaela Wasson of who is going to take care of it. And it'll drop down. So 19-10. Adeline Elms with another kill. That's number six for her. And it's 19-10. Red Devils down by nine to Briley Minnick in the back middle row. Set up for Minnick. Hard swing down the middle and through the box. Briley Minnick gets kill number four. And it makes it 19-11 here in set number one. So 19-11, set number one. Red Devils with the serve down by eight. Jenna Fortin with a hard serve. Back left corner. Gallegos on the free pass. Kept alive up front by Briley Minnick. Running into also get it was Rodriguez. Sent over on a free ball from Jenna Fortin. Now Biddleitter will set it up to the outside. Big swing. Truska. And she's able to get it to go. So Bailey Truska makes it 22. Peyton Truska, excuse me, makes it 22-11. So 20-11. Set one. Hard serve here from Bill Litter into the back row for Rodriguez. Sets it up outside, left pin for McCaden Ketchrell. Bill Litter comes in to save it. Two-hand swat free ball from Truska to the back right corner for Fortin. She'll set it up long way outside off the top of the blocks, but kept alive by the Rough Riders there from Bradley Minnick. Now trying to swat it over there was the Red Devil defense up front. Sent over on a free ball from Elsie Larson. Gallegos will set it up outside. Huge swing. Truska kept alive on the wrist from Rodriguez. Bradley Minnick right back at him. Hard swings from either team here. And Kyra Nelm trying to do the same thing up front. Off the top of the gym ceiling. Briley Minnick with a hard free ball over into the back corner to the outside. Truska tries to come in, and another lift will be called. And it makes it 21-11. 20-12. So the Red Devils, after a long run there, make it 20-12. 8-point game. And they're able to get the serve, and Briley Minnick puts it out of the net. Second service here for the Red Devils, and just like that, 21-12. So Red Devils can't allow four more points, so the set is over. It's Kyra Nelms to serve, sends one to the back row for Fortin. Now a free pass over from Rodriguez. The setup down the middle. Nelms had Annika Nelms had a readjust, and she's able to put it down the line. No, they just say wide on the far side of the court to make it 21-13. So 21-13, set number one. Red Devils substituting Jory Fortin here for Shelby Weigel. 21-13, set one. Fortin back to serve, lobs it up over the top of the back row. Bill Litter sets it up outside, big swing. Annika Nelms off the blocks and down. So Annika Nelms with her fourth kill, and it makes it 22-13 here in set number one. It'll be Adeline Elms to serve. No, Truska to serve here for the Rough Riders into the back row for Jenna Fortin. Too short for Jory, so she just has to send it over on a free ball. The back set this time. Gallegos hard into the net, though, in front of her. And it makes it 22-14. So the Red Devils trying to hang around enough. Need a good run here on the serve. And it'll be McCaden Ketchrell who had that good run against Logan Palco back to serve here. Gives it off to Van Pelt in the back row. Bill Loader sets it up outside. Big swing up front. Blocked right there by Michaela Wasson again. Murray Rodriguez blocks that one after it was hit right back over from Kyra Nelms. And we will have a lift called on the Rough Riders. And that'll make it 22-15. So it's up front. And so they're going to say she threw it over? Yes, that's what they're going to say. She maybe threw that one over. It was real close. That Rodriguez, that Wasson blocked right back at Nelms. Down to the outside. Adelie with a big swing off the blocks and down. And that is Adelie Nelms with a kill. That's her seventh. That'll make it 23-15. So 8-point gain here in set number one for the Rough Riders, who have only lost two sets all season long. And a hard serve for Gallegos. Twiggles the twine. Kept alive by the Red Devils. Wasson with a large two-hand swat free ball over. Kept alive up front. Gets the Rough Riders out of rotation. Red Devils on the attack. The setup Fortin outside. Elsie Larson off the blocks up front of Bill Litter along with Annika Nelms. She got most of it. That's her second block of the match already. And to make it 24-15. So a 9-point game in favor of the Rough Riders trying to clean it out here. 24-15, hard serve into the back middle row there for Minnick. Long set to the outside. Rodriguez over the top, gets Gallegos to go after it. It goes off for a wrist and out of bounds. And Maria Rodriguez with her first kill and makes it 24-16. Red Devils down by 8. Rodriguez, who just scored the point, will be back to serve for the Red Devils. Rodriguez with a hard serve right into the net. And the set point will come to an end. 25-16, set one goes to the Rough Riders. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, it's more Red Devil Volleyball here on 101.1 KFNF. Welcome back here from Oberlin. Set number one in the books, and it goes to the Rough Riders of Southwest, 25-16. Was back and forth through the first 10 points or so, and then after that, Southwest went on a little 3-0 run and never really looked back. And they'll try to continue that momentum in a set two. Not like the Red Devils played bad there in this set. Felt like there were a couple of long rallies that just didn't go their way either. And so hopefully it'll go their way this time. So hopefully it'll go their way this time. So it'll be Elsie Larson to serve it up here for the Red Devils. Larson sends a hard one right at Nelms. They'll go to her on the right pin, and she'll be blocked up front. It was Bill Litter that sent it too close. Michaela Watson will get the block up front, or the kill, I guess you could say, as it was just a little free pass over on the set, and it makes it 1-0 Red Devils here in set number one. Elsie Larson is back. Hard serve to Van Pelt in the back row. To the outside, here's a big swing here for Kyra Nelms, and she puts it along the back line. And it'll drop in to tie us up at one apiece. So 1-1, that's Kyra Nelms up front there on the left pin, putting it down with authority. Her second kill. Adeline Elms to serve, gives it off to Minnick in the back row. Larson with the setup outside. Shelby Weigel rolls it down and up front. She sent it right at Truska. It goes off her wrist and out of bounds. And it's 2-1 Red Devils. Two to one, Red Devils here in set two. Hard serve right at Nelms. Will go back to her down the middle, and another lift will be called here on the Rough Riders. It'll make it 3-1. And so I don't think the Rough Riders are really liking that call up front on the lift. Been called for it a lot today. Now is your long set to the outside. Truska off the top of the blocks and down, and it makes it 3-2. So Truska with a big time kill right there. And it makes it 3-2, a 1-point game in favor of the Rough Riders here in set two. Southwest with a 1-0 set lead. Barely twiggles the twine over the top. Rodriguez there to dig it out. Now Fortin has to send it over to long free ball. Kept alive by the front row. Now big swing coming here for Nelms. Popped up in the air from Larson. It'll go off the ceiling. Twiggle back the other way and fall down to make it 3-3. So Kyra Nelms, she'll take a kill like that anytime she can. Gets her third one and makes it 3-3. So 3-3 here in set number two. Rough Riders with a 1-0 set lead. Larson with a tough set. Tried to get it back there to the front row, and it just came off of her fingertips a bit weird. And it'll make it 4-3 there on that attack air. So 4-3 here in set two. Larson with a sneaky set over, and Nelms will just take care of it. I don't think she realized Nels was up front. Thought she might be playing over to the other side. And instead, Nelms just takes care of it right up front. So Kyra with her fourth kill. Hard serve over the back row. Sliding, getting him out of rotation. There was a great serve from Billiter, and she'll get the ace. So Aspen Billiter with a block and an ace so far. And it is now 6-3 here in set number two. So 6-3 here in set two. Southwest with a 1-0 set lead. Ketchrell digs it out. Bump set this time to the outside right pin. Bradley Minnick rolls it up over the top. Biller to the back set to Gallegos. Hard off the blocks and down for a kill to make it 7-3. So 7-3 here in set two. Southwest with a 1-0 set lead. They're back to serve. It was back and forth to start again, just like set one, but Southwest has commanded it here through the middle part. Bill Litter with a great serve of the back row. They'll go to Minnick, who dug it out, and now she'll send it long off the back row and make it 8-3. So 8-3 here in set number two, and Bill Litter will send it long with the service error. Service error just number one for Southwest. That's how you know they're a good team. They don't give up a lot of free points. 8-4 here in set two. Riley Minnick with a hard serve to Van Pelt, digs it out. Nelm sets it up down the middle here for Truska, who taps it over. Larson with a back set out of the back row. Attack, and it's blocked up front by Kyra Nelms. Her first block. And we got a timeout on the floor that'll be taken by the Red Devils. 8-5 here in set two. Red Devils down 1-0. It's Red Devil volleyball here on 101.1 KFNF. Welcome back here from Oberlin. Do apologize, coming out of the break a little bit late there. It's 10-4 now. Annika Nelms with a block up front. That's what you missed there in that little bit of a timeout. Here's Shelby Weingold rolling it up over the top. Right at Gallegos, gets the Rough Riders out of rotation. We'll send it over to free ball, but it goes, slips right in between Rodriguez and Ketchrell and down. So that'll be Annika Nelms with a kill there. That's number 5 for her on the day, and it's an 11-4 lead. They changed the score after we went to break there from 8-5 to 9-4. And so don't know where they missed the point, but it went from 8-5 Southwest to 9-4. Minnick over on a two-hand free ball, stuck it into a spot where no one was. Rough Riders out of rotation, send it over on a free ball. Larson to the right pin here for left pin for Ketchrell, and she sends it down the near sideline and will get the kill. So the 5'6 senior comes up huge with her 40th kill on the season and makes it 11-5, and it's a 6-point lead here for the Rough Riders. So Rough Riders with a 6-point lead in set number one, set two. And it goes right to Truska off her wrists and out of bounds. Just a long looping serve from Jory Fortin. And it goes down for an ace. Jory now with her 16th ace already on the season. And it makes it 11-6 in the back row for Adeline Elm. So the outside Truska just patching it over with the wrist there. But it'll be too close to the net. And she will go into the net. And so make it 11-7. Attack air there for the Red Devils. For the Rough Riders, 11-7. Red Devils down by 4. Fortin into the back row for Adeline Elms. They'll go to the outside. Big swing, and another lift will be called on the Rough Riders to make it 11-8. So it's went from a 6-point lead down to a 3-point lead on a 3-0 run for the Red Devils. Hard serve for Fortin over the top of the net, barely. Now they'll go to Gallegos with a 10-foot line. She tries to sneak into the back right corner on the near side, and instead it'll go out of bounds and make it 11-9, and here come the Red Devils. They've been needing this hard, long-serving run, and it comes from Jory Fortin, but just as I say that, she pops it out of the net for service error for the Red Devils, so it makes it 12-9. So the Red Devils have been needing that kind of all day, that nice long serving run, and they just haven't got it, and now they do. 12-9, Red Devils down by 3. Long looping serve here from Truska, kept alive by Larson. So over to free ball from Minnick. Down the middle, big swing off the blocks, kept alive by Kyra Elms. Now we go to the left pin, this time for Adeline Elms, and she puts it down off the blocks and in for a kill. So Adeline Elms with a big swing and kill. That's 8 kills for her, and it makes it 13-9 here in set two. Southwest with a 1-0 set lead. Truska back to serve here for the Rough Riders. Sends a hard one to the back row. Great dig right there by Larson. Back set this time. Ketchrell from the left pin. Blocked up front, but it'll stay on the side of the Rough Riders, who have tons of opportunities tonight with blocks, with as tall as they are up front, but just haven't been able to get the luck of pushing them back over. So Ketchrell will get her second kill, and that'll make it 13-10, and then Ketchrell's serve right after the point goes into the net, and that is the fifth service error. 14-10 now on the scoreboard. Southwest with a 1-0 set lead here in set two. Back to serve it up is Anastasia Gallegos. Barely twiggles the twine. Somehow kept alive by the Red Devils. They get over on a free ball. Southwest on the attack. The slide this time for Annika Nelms. Puts it up off the top of the ceiling there from Jory Fortin. Somehow sent over from Michaela Wasser to the outside. Big swing coming here. Adelaide Nelms off the blocks of Rodriguez. And now Bill Litter will just send it over on the sneaky set into the donut in the middle of the floor. And it'll make it 15-10 here in set two. So that'll be Aspen Billiter's first kill of the evening. And back to serve it up here will be Anastasia Gallegos again. Sends a hard one to the back row for Kentrell. Fortin sets it up. Riley Minnick from the back row rolls it over to Gallegos. The back set here, Adeline Elms rolls it off the top of the tape and somehow gets it down. Riley Minnick thought she might be able to get there with just one hand and then kind of had to palm it up into the air, and it goes into the net and down to make it 16-10. Adeline Elms with another kill. Get used to hearing that. Ninth for her, and to make it 16-10 out of the back right corner here for Rodriguez. The setup to the left pin this time. Watson hard through the blocks, but are up there to meet her right at the top was Annika Nelms, and she gets another block up front. That's her fourth block of the day, and it makes it 17-10 here in set two. Southwest with a 1-0 set lead, 7-point lead in set two. Out of the back row for Ketchrell. Fortin with a back set this time. Larson just two-hand pushes it over. Right there to pick it up was Bill Litter. Now Annika Nelms twiggles it over the twine, kept alive by Rodriguez, and over to free ball from Jory Fortin to the outside. Adeline Nelms with authority. Kaboom! And it'll go down. 18-10. Red Devils with a great effort. Almost had it pushed over, but it stayed too low to the floor, and they just couldn't do it. 18-10. Adeline Elms with her 10th kill. And the Rough Riders lead it by 8 to Rodriguez in the back row here for the Red Devils. They'll go to her. Now she just swats it over with two hands. Kept alive by Gallegos. They'll go back to Elms with a left hand this time. And she puts it down to make it 19-10. Adeline Elms with her 11th kill. Time out on the floor. Taking by Lindsay Fortin. We will take one with her. 19-10 here in set number two. Southwest with a 1-0 set lead here on 101.1 KFNF. Welcome back here from Oberlin. Set number two. Southwest with a 1-0 set lead, and they lead it here in set two. 19-10. Gallegos, who's been on a long serving run, back to serve again, gives it off to Ketchrell, who digs it out. Free ball will have to be sent over from the Red Devils. It's Minnick that'll twiggle the tape, and it'll fall down in front of Allison Van Pelt, who dove after it there on the near side and almost came up with it, but make it 19-11. And Riley Minnick will pick up kill 5 on that action. So 19-11. Back with the serve here is Rodriguez. Gives it off here to Adeline Elms. They'll go back to run a bump set. Hard serve. Hard into the box and down from Elsie Larson. So Larson only gets her 8th block of the season there, but it comes up huge and cuts the lead down to 7 at 19-12. So 19-12, set one, hard serve for Rodriguez on the back row for Van Pelt. She keeps it alive to Nelms, who rolls it up over the top on a free ball, and will get the kill. That's the thing. Nelms loves to put some power on those free balls, gets the Red Devils out of rotation there, and makes it 20-12. Adelaide Nelms picks up kill 12 of the day. 20-12, 8-point game. Soft serve over the top here to Larson. They'll go to her on the right pin. She goes through the blocks, kept alive off the ceiling there. Nelms now to Billiter, who sends it over to free ball. Fortin Reese receives it to the outside. Huge swing coming there on the left pin, but it goes into the antenna from Briley Minnick, and it makes it 21-12. So the Red Devils have certainly had their opportunities just like that one, but just have had some little unforced errors. Here's Allison Van Pelt into the net. Service error number two here for the Red Devils, and it makes it 21-13. 8-point game in set number two. Back to serve. It is Elsie Larson. Larson lobs it up over the top here to Adeline Elms. They'll go back to her on the right pin this time. Through the blocks and down. Adeline Elms with a big kill. That's number 13 for her on the day. And to make it 22-13. So 22-13, Southwest in front by 9 in set number 2. With a 1-0 set lead, soft serve. Minnick dives to dig it out to the outside of Michaela Wasson. Blocked up front, kept alive by Larson. It'll go off the top of the ceiling and down, and her and Wasson have a little miscommunication, and it'll fall down in front of the both of them, and it'll make it 23-13. So 23-13 here in set number 2. Southwest with a 1-0 set lead. Red Devils trying to go on the attack here to come back in this one. Weigel wraps it around the antenna on the free ball. Billiter sets it up. Truska, big swing off the tape, kept alive in the back row by Kentrell. The bump set this time. Minnick with a hard one, but it'll go way too wide and out of bounds and make it 24-13 here in set two. Set point number one for the Rough Riders. Just took them two in set one to get it. And now was set point number one here. Nelms to Minnick in the back row. It's too close. Tapped up front. And they'll say the Rough Riders are into the net. Looks like it's going to be Truska that'll be called for that. Make it 24-14 as it was between her and Nelms. Up front, Kyra, that were too close to the net. And now a hard one from Jenna Fortins, tapped up front. Truska from the 10-foot line rolls it over, dug out there by Briley Minnick. Red Devils send it over on a free ball after they got out of rotation. And then Allison Van Pelt will do the same thing for the Rough Riders. Briley Minnick, big swing through the blocks, kept alive in the back row right there by Adelaide Nelms to Kyra Nelms up front, who just goes behind the back and puts it over the top. And now out of the back row for Nelms. Sent over on a free ball under the back row for Rodriguez. The setup to the outside. Kettrell taps it over, and she'll be able to get it as it went off the hands of Truska and down to make it 24-15. So set point number three coming here for the Rough Riders. 24-13 out of the back row. Van Pelt. Bill Litter sets it up outside. Truska taps it over and gets it to go through the blocks. With a little tap as it went off of Weigel's hands and down, and it's 25-15. So Southwest wins it two sets to none, 25-16, 25-15. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, it's your final numbers. Southwest, the winners over Oberlin in game one of the night. Two sets to none, 25-16, 25-15. It's Oberlin Red Devil Volleyball here on 101.1 KFNF. Back here from Oberlin, wrapping up game number one of the night for the Lady Red Devils as it was all Southwest from beginning to end here today. Oberlin hung with the Rough Riders for a little bit there in set number one, but after that, all the momentum was on their side, and they use it as they walk away with the two sets and on win, winning set one 25-16, set two 25-15. So the Rough Riders now 18-0 on the season. Take you through individual numbers. We'll start with the Rough Riders. One kill for Anastasia Gallegos. Four kills for Kyra Nelms along with a block. Five kills and four blocks here for Annika Nelms. 13 kills and one ace for Adeline Nelms. Two kills tonight for Peyton Truska. One kill, one block, and one ace for Aspen Billiter. For the Oberlin Red Devils, one kill and an ace from Jory Fortin. One ace from Jenna Fortin. One kill from Michaela Watson. Two kills from McCaden Kettrell. One kill and one block from Elsie Larson, five kills from Briley Minnick, and two kills from Shelby Weigel. Five service errors for the Red Devils, just two for the Rough Riders. Red Devils drop to now 5-13 on the season. They'll have a chance to pick up a win, though, later tonight as they'll meet up with the Southwest Rough Riders. The St. Francis Indians coming up here in just a little bit. As St. Francis Southwest will battle it out. So we'll have about an hour break, so get you back to original programming. If you want to watch the Southwest St. Francis game, you can tune into our KFNF YouTube channel, or we'll have it up over there. But once again, the score is two sets to none. Southwest gets the win here over Oberlin, 25-16, 25-15. Once again, let's get you back to regular programming. When we come back, we still do have one game tonight. It will be St. Francis and Oberlin battling it out in the final game of the night. So once again, Southwest gets the win in game number one, 25-16, 25-15 over the Red Devils. We'll take about, an hour break or so. I tune in maybe a little bit before an hour, see where we're at, or if we're getting ready for game number two, game number three of the evening between St. Francis and Oberlin. If you want to watch Southwest and St. Francis, tune in to our KFNF YouTube channel. So that'll wrap it up for game one. Once again, Southwest with a two set to none win.